SBS Radio.
My guest today is Ashley Kalagian-Blunt, a Canadian-Australian author of Armenian origin. Ashley, welcome to SBS Radio Armenian program.
Thank you for having me.
I remember that we had a meeting several years ago, and I'm happy to have you again here on the occasion of the launch of your first book. But I would like you to tell us something about yourself first, to introduce yourself to our listeners. You are of Armenian origin, you say, and you lived in Canada, and recently you're an Australian Armenian.
So I was born in Canada. My father grew up in the Armenian community in St. Catharines, which is right near Niagara Falls in Canada. And it's an Armenian community that was formed after the genocide. My great-grandparents were two of the people who built the first Armenian church in Canada. They were both survivors. They both lost all their families and were very lucky to end up in Canada in 1920. So my grandfather grew up in that community, was a fluent Armenian speaker. My dad grew up in that community, and some of his cousins became fluent Armenian speakers, but him being a boy and also his mother being Polish, they didn't speak Armenian in the home. So he would be around his grandparents, and they would be speaking it, but he didn't speak it with his father, for example. So, and then my dad joined the military, and then he moved away from St. Catharines and away from the Armenian community, so I didn't grow up with them, which is why I missed out. I feel a great loss for not having known, for example, my great-grandparents and that community, and being able to attend the Armenian church, for example. So I grew up in Canada. I moved to Australia 8 years ago with my husband. He's also Canadian. And I'm now an Australian citizen. I've also been writing. I started writing for the past 10 years. I've been writing quite seriously. And I started, my first book that I began working on was about Armenia. And I did so much research. I interviewed almost 150 people in Canada and in Armenia and here in Australia to learn about the Armenian community. And I've been working on that book for a long time. It's still not published, but I have now a new book that has been published, and it's also about Armenia. So I feel like this project has really come full circle.
So you are a writer then, by profession. What made you decide to write this book?
Well, this book has an interesting story because I never actually decided to write this as a book particularly. So this book is a collection of work. It's a novella, which is basically a short novel. And then it's a collection of essays, and they're all related to Armenia. And I never actually saw this as a book, but I decided to write the novella because I was very interested in connecting the history of the genocide to Australia and making it relevant and interesting to Australians who might not know anything about Armenia and might have never heard of the genocide. And I meet people like that all the time. And I really wanted to write something for them. So I wrote this novella, and it starts with the assassination that took place here in Sydney in 1980, because I thought that's a really interesting hook to get Australians to realize that there's a connection to their lives and their community and their city. And everyone's so interested in true crime right now. True crime is such an interesting topic. So I thought, okay, there's a hook that I can now pull Australians in and tell them this story in a way that makes them think about how it relates to their lives.
And the book is called My Name is Revenge. What made you choose that title?
I actually didn't choose that title. So when you get your book published, the original title of the book was called A Flicker of Justice. And my publisher came to me and she said, look, I think it needs a catchier title. I think it needs something that's really going to grab people's attention. So she suggested calling it My Name is Revenge because one of the characters in the novella, his name is Vrej. So she felt that that would be a title that's interesting. Now, I actually don't feel like it fully reflects the book because the book is not about revenge at all. That's not what the book is about. But if it gets people to pick up the book and look at it and say, oh, I want to know what this is about. Because remember, again, I wrote this for Australians. I wrote it for an Australian audience because I really want to share our stories with them. I think they're relevant and important, and that's what I'm most passionate about. So if it gets an Australian person to pick up the book and say, oh, what is this about? Then I feel like it's done its job.
Did you have to do a lot of research?
I mean, I've been researching for 10 years because, as I said, I didn't grow up in the community. So I actually didn't know about the genocide till I was about 15 or 16. And then one of my aunts told me about how my great-grandfather had survived. And that story is told in the book, in the essays. And so that got me interested, and I started reading about it. And then 10 years ago, I decided I wanted to research it more actively. So I applied for an arts grant in Canada, which I received, to go and travel to St. Catharines to interview all my Armenian family and the community there about their lives. And then from there, I came to Sydney and I did a master's degree in cultural studies, where I looked at diasporan Armenian identity around the world. And then I traveled to Armenia and I spent 2 months there just traveling all across the country, interviewing basically anyone who would talk to me. I interviewed everyone. I had a wonderful time. It was absolutely amazing. And then I as well did interviews with the Australian Armenian community here in Sydney. And again, like pretty much anyone who would talk to me, I was keen to hear their story and how they understood themselves as Armenian, because I just love hearing those stories. And so I took all of that research and worked again. As I said, I wrote an entire other book that still hasn't been published. So I've been researching and writing about this for 10 years now.
Right. And what kind of feelings did you have when you went to Armenia? What were you expecting and what did you find?
I was very nervous because I didn't know what to expect. I had one cousin who had been there previously, but she'd been on a church tour, so she hadn't planned anything herself, whereas I was going alone, and I didn't know anyone when I arrived. I knew no one. I'd had some people tell me that they would put me in touch with family members, for example. So I was quite nervous.
You didn't have any plans or anything?
Well, I just planned to meet a couple of people, and then I thought my goal was to see as much as I could and to talk to as many people as I could. That was my goal. But I thought I won't try to plan too much because I don't know what things are going to be like. So I arrived and I was just amazed by just how incredible the people were, how generous they were. People who had never met me but would sit down and spend a whole afternoon talking to me and telling me about their lives. But I was also, what also amazed me was I went to learn about the genocide and how it continues to affect people in Armenia. That was my original research question. But when I got there, I became fascinated by everything Armenians have gone through in the past century. It's just incredible the layers of history that have piled up in that tiny country. So I became fascinated by Armenia's Soviet history. And of course, I became fascinated by how they survived the war with Azerbaijan, because the incredible resilience. And I think actually Armenia is, there's so many lessons that the wider world can take from Armenia in terms of its resilience through everything that's happened since the end of the Soviet Union. It's an amazing place. So I was overwhelmed by how incredible it was and how much I learned there.
So Ashley, you're a finalist in the 2018 Carmel Bird Digital Literary Award. Can you tell us something about this?
Yeah. So that's how this book came about, is that the Carmel Bird Digital Literary Award was offered for the first time last year, and it was for works of fiction and nonfiction that were up to 30,000 words, which is quite short. That's about half of a standard book. So I entered the novella, and then I wrote an essay about how I wrote the novella, about how I did the research, some of the things we've been talking about now. And I explained more of the history for the average Australian who doesn't know about the history of the genocide. And that novella and essay were a finalist. They won runner-up in that competition, which included digital publication. So a short form of this book was published as an ebook last year. And the publisher really liked it. She was really enthusiastic about it. She said, let's publish it as a book, but it will need to be longer. It's not long enough as it is. So that's why we added in more essays. We added in more essays connected to Armenia. So there's an essay that looks at the world history of genocide and how genocide built up basically from, you know, ancient times to the modern version of genocide that happened in the 20th century, and makes connections on a really broad scale. And there's an essay about my family and how I came to learn about the genocide, as I mentioned. We also added in a collection of photos from my travels in Armenia, because again, I want Australians to see this book and get excited about Armenia and about everything they don't know. And so when I gave the book, the text and the photos to the book designer, she came back to me and she said, you know, before I read your book, I never really knew much about Armenia, but now I really want to travel there. It looks amazing. And that made me really happy.
While writing the book, did there come a time when you felt that you were at an impasse, or was it just riding along smoothly?
I think in the first book, the one that hasn't been published yet, I definitely reached a lot of impasses. I spent 5 years writing that book. Mm. The first impasse was that, I mean, I was just starting out and I assumed that, oh, I read books all the time, so therefore I know how to write a book. It won't be hard. Mm. But I had no idea what I was doing. And so I'd done all this research, interviewed all these people, read all these books, and I just thought, well, I don't know what all I should put in and what I should leave out. So I'll just put everything in the first draft. Mm-hmm. The first draft was 200,000 words, which is crazy. Like, the average book is 80,000 words. So this was more than twice as long as the average book. So then I spent many years getting advice on how to make it shorter and how to improve the writing. And so now that book, after many revisions, is 75,000 words. It has been shortlisted in two competitions, one here in Australia and one in the UK. So it might still one day find a publisher. That first book, it's called Full of Donkey, and it's a travel memoir of Armenia. And it's about my experiences when I was there, the 2 months I spent there.
So now you're going to launch this book mm-hmm. on Wednesday, mm-hmm. which is tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Can you give us the details, please, if any of our listeners is interested to attend?
Yes. So the launch is happening at Acre Eatery, which is a lovely restaurant in Camperdown in the Inner West. It is on Wednesday, April 10th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. You can RSVP online. That would be nice, but it's not essential. So you can search My Name is Revenge by Ashley Clayton Blunt, and it'll come up online. Or you can just join us at 6:30. There will be cake. I've got a really special cake with the cover of the book printed on it. Cake and canapes, and it will be launched by the Australian novelist Emily Maguire, who has published 8 books herself and is just an absolutely wonderful person. So she'll be there to celebrate.
Thank you, Ashley. I wish you all the best. Hopefully your first book also will be published.
Oh, thank you.
Even though this is out before the first book.
Yeah, exactly. You never predict how things will happen.
Okay. Thank you. All the best.
Thank you so much.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.